Can you say that with me? A what? Come on, one more time. A what? That's where I came from, right there, from the Rockies. How many have been to the Colorado Rockies? Can I see your hands? Amen. Isn't that a great place? You know it is. Amen. It's not that we don't have an incredible place right here in Florida. We do. I was on the plane coming back from Colorado, and you know most people, guess where they were headed to? Florida. Yeah. Me and Kim, especially that last flight we were taking, I bet everybody on that plane, they didn't live in Florida like we did. They were just coming here. That's how blessed we are. Amen? To live where we live. Beautiful place. Little message today with the focus, with me having come from there, a high place. Say that with me. Jesus took it to another level. I'd like to talk to you about the Lord today. That's what we're here at church for. Ray, Ray, come on and click it now, buddy. We're rolling now. Here we go. Look at that. Woo! One of my favorite places is a bridge above, well, it's off to the left of Vail, Colorado. And right there, there's a sign right here. Right here. It says Red Cliff. If you take a left, there's a town literally way up in the mountains. It's craziness. You wouldn't even know the town exists. But way back from probably the Gold Rush days and all, that little town called Red Cliff is tucked away there. But this is a beautiful bridge. I love seeing this bridge. And just, it's a lot higher than you probably imagine. And to think that people can build things like this. This is just a beautiful place. Keep going. Oh, we're having a little slideshow with y'all. I haven't even seen this. Amen. Just a beautiful, some of the footage there from Colorado while we're out. This is just from our trip, our recent trip that we took. Keep going. Is that pretty? Can we praise the Lord? Come on, you've got to be doing something. Sitting there acting like you're acting. Come on. Now, what's this all about? Well, hang on. This is where we stay in the summertime, little town called Avon. How many ladies have you ever bought some Avon? There you go. Little town called Avon has nothing to do with it. I don't know why they named it Avon. But this area is probably really only about 50 years old. Avon and Vail, Colorado. You've heard of Vail, but it's only really 50 years old. This idea of luxury living and skiing and all that, that wasn't Colorado. Colorado was rough and tough. It was harsh, like Florida years ago. Did you know people, most of the old houses in Inglewood, they're not on the beach. Did you know that? Say, they're not on the beach. People lived on the bay in the old town. Why? Because that's where they worked. To get the fish from Lemon Bay and to grow the orange groves and the trees. You hear Grove City. Why is it called Grove City? Because where people worked, they had lemon groves there. Same way with Colorado. A lot of the fancy and the places where you stay now, they were not there. Little town called Avon. Love that little town. I like it specifically because it's not Vail. Vail's more uppity. I'm sorry. I like Avon because they got a Walmart. They got a city market. They got a Home Depot. Not that I got to have the Home Depot when I'm out there, but guess what? Me and Kim walked through the Home Depot, didn't we? I said, come on. She said, where are we going? I said, to the Home Depot. Makes me feel at home, amen? Come on. But and I get to know the people in the little restaurants and places like that. Just a really great place. Now, above this little town of Avon is a place called Beaver Creek. Now, Beaver Creek's where the ski championships are. You'll see it. 2015, the World Ski Championships are held here again. This is where President Gerald Ford lived, right up here on this hill. A lot of houses up here on this hill. So we spend time going up on that mountain and riding his chairlift. And that's a lot of fun. But over the years, I've noticed something. Y'all might know this already. I don't know what Roger told you, but I've noticed something. When people ride the chairlift, they drop stuff. You're aware of this? Oh, man, if you drop stuff, I'm going to get it. Now, it's a hike. It is a hike to come down. That mountain is 3 miles. Say 3 miles. 3 miles up. Up. It takes 15 minutes in a chairlift going about 1,000 feet a minute, I believe, to get to the top. 15 minutes. So, now, I ain't walking up it. Now, I did ride a bicycle up it one time. I nearly had a stroke. But that's another story. However, but to walk down it, it's really steep. And so I did that two times this trip. One time because I saw a Frisbee. I wish I wouldn't even look. Amen? So anyway, high place. Are y'all getting bored to tears? Here we go. High place. Here I am after my trip down the mountain. You know where Roger was, don't you? On the chairlift. As I'm walking down the thing, he's just riding around. There I am way down there picking up stuff. And buddy, I'm telling you, that is intense. you know. Your thighs hurt so bad. Not at the beginning. You're fine going down. You're like, oh. But I did think I was going to lose both toenails because your feet are so pushed in your shoe because you're going down so steep. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, here I am walking. Look at that. Look at me. I'm finding stuff. I didn't know he had all this stuff. Oh, boy, I'm exhausted right now just thinking about it. But the next day, coach, the next day, you want a big workout, the thighs. The next day, killing. You can't even walk after this kind of adventure. So anyway, I want to take you up to the high place a little bit and see you walking down a mountain. I want to talk to you, though, about something that's really, really important. And that's not me walking down a mountain, but that's Jesus Christ leaving heaven for you and me. You listening now? We got you? Here we go. Ray, thank you. You're doing a great job, buddy. Hebrews chapter 1. Just like to build a little case, and we'll read and build a little case this morning. God, who at sundry times, in divers manners, He spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Now watch it. Hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son. Say that top line with me. Jesus, He is who? Now, I got to have more help than that, guys. Come on, we're talking about Jesus coming from a high place. Who is Jesus? Say it with me. He is who? Okay. Whom He hath appointed heir of all things. Say that next one. He is heir of all things. By whom also He made the worlds. Through Him, the worlds were what? Made. Jesus came from a high place. Are you hearing it? God's Son. Made everything that is. Here we go. We're building the case. Who being the brightness of His glory. Say it with me. Come on, it ain't that hard. And the express image of His person. And upholding all things by the word of His power. Where He had by Himself purged our sins. You're doing good. He sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Say it with me. You think that's pretty high, say. All that stuff, look at that list. We're not even done yet. Keep going. Being made so much better than the angels. Help me. Okay. As He hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they, He has a... There you go. You're doing good. Building a case. Hang in here. For unto which of the angels said He at any time, Thou art My Son, this day have I begotten Thee, and again I will be to Him a Father, and He shall be to Me a Son. Say that last part with me. He is the only begotten Son of God. You all right? Not necessarily preaching that. I just want you to see how high He is. That's Jesus. Okay? God's only begotten Son. Jesus came to us from a very what? High place. Higher than the Rockies. He came to us from heaven to love us and to give His life for us. Okay? Keep going with me. Jesus couldn't get any higher than He was. Say that with me. Jesus couldn't get any higher than He was. But I'm just amazed at the love of God. I'm amazed that God loves me. Keep going. Okay? Jesus took His love and His highness, basically, to another level. What do I mean by that? In another way. Keep going. Say that with me. He came down to us. One more time. He came down to us. The highest thing in my view that Jesus ever did was come down. Boy, that was the hardest thing. You talk about the legs hurting. Amen? It won't just no chairlift, walking under a chairlift for Him. He left the glory of heaven for you and me. Are you all right? You listening? Okay. You talk about taking it to another level. Jesus Christ came down to us. And I'd like to just spend a little bit of time with you this morning talking about His love and what He did for us and how He came down for us. And to me, it's just a beautiful thing. And maybe for some, it'll be the first time you've ever heard it, that Jesus loves you this way. Here He is, God's only begotten Son, Creator of the world, has the most excellent name ever given, He's higher than the angels. He's the only begotten Son of God. Yet, He came down and gave His life for us. Let's look at some scriptures. Jesus says, Matthew 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." Say this with me. And what? "Learn of me. I am" what? "Meek and lowly in heart." Hardest thing He ever did was do that. Amen? Say. To humble Himself, become obedient unto death, the Bible says, even the death of the cross, He humbled Himself. "Meek and lowly in heart. Learn of me," He says, "and you'll find" what? "Rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let's talk about what Jesus did for us. Let's keep rolling. He came from a high place, but He took it to another level. He was made low for us. Say that with me. He was made low for who? One more time. He was made low for who? Me. One more time. He was made low for me. Get this in your spirit. What motivates me to serve the Lord is the fact that Jesus Christ was made low for me. What motivates me to do what I do is because Jesus Christ loves me. You hear me, yes or no? Okay? As much as I love you and I care for you, most of you I didn't know from Adam's house cat. It was the love of God that motivated me to want to love you and to serve you. Why do I say that? Because I'm telling you, that's the motivating force if you really want to serve the Lord. Amen? It's just getting a hold of His love. And you get out to Colorado and I see how big He is, how big you are. And you love me? Are you crazy? Say, "I know me." Say that with me. "I know me." How many are amazed that God loves you and you know you? Amen? What I'm talking about. Listen, this is incredible. So Hebrews 1 talks about how high He is. And then look at Hebrews 2. "But we see Jesus, who was made." This is something willingly He did. He was made a little lower than the who? Is He lower than angels? Yes or no? No. Do the angels? Can the angels ever go to God and say, I'm the only begotten Son of God"? Can they ever say that? Yes or no? No. But Jesus willingly was made a little lower than who? The angels. Why? Why? For the what? Suffering of death. How would you like to be? Oh yeah, make me this way so I can go suffer and die. It's crazy. That's why when I think of how high He is, Him coming down looks low, but to me it's higher than all the other. That He would do that. Amen? For the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor. Look at this last part. That He, by the grace of God, say that last part with me, should what? For every man. A little article that Jeff read in the paper to us today when we prayed was sad. It was just basically a person just like I would have been. I would have may have said the same thing. But a person who said, "Jesus really didn't die for you, doesn't love you. He was just murdered senselessly." Well, see, guys, that's how we believe. And it's okay that He believes like that because that's where He's at. That's okay. Okay? It's the Word of God. Faith comes by what? Hearing, and hearing the what? Did you just hear the Word say today? Say. You can't read the Bible and think that Jesus just died a senseless death. Now, if you don't know the Word, you can think that way. But when you know the Word, look, He was made a little lower than the angels. Was He in a high place? Yes or no? Did He leave the high place of His own free will, of His own, you know, volition? Sure He did. He was made a little lower than the angels. We know the story. Virgin Mary, Holy Spirit comes. Okay? Was Joseph His natural daddy? Yes or no? No. God the Father, the Spirit. Amen? He was made this way. Why? For the suffering of death. Why did He do that? That He, by the grace of God, should do what? Taste death for every man. Now, whether you understand that or not, be honest with you guys, I didn't understand it, and still it gets me a little crazy. But that's our Jesus. You talk about doing something great. That's what He did for me. Keep looking. He suffered for me. I want you to just look at some of these thoughts. When he came to this earth, I want you to see what he did. You talk about taking something to a higher level. Not only was he made lower than the angels to taste death, but while he was here on earth, say that with me, that top part. He was what? He was tempted for me. For in that he himself has suffered, being what? He is able to succor, that's an unusual word, them that are tempted. That means because he came and was tempted, he's able to enter into your temptation with you. How many have been tempted? Sure we have. Instead of God looking at you going, can't believe you're feeling that way, can't believe you're thinking those thoughts, you've got a God who says, I was made like that. I know what that feels like. Isn't that crazy? Say, I wouldn't leave that high place, come down here and be tempted for you. I'll tell you that right now. And as spiritual as you act, I know you wouldn't do it either. Okay? That's how much you're loved today. Are you hearing me? Have I lost you? For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but he was in all points, what? Tempted like we are, yet without what? Thank you, Lord. Okay? Because he took it to another level. He came from a high place. He suffered for me. He was tempted for me. Here's something crazy that I saw years ago when I was studying this passage. He learned obedience through suffering. Say that weird line with me. He learned. The Lord, when he came to this earth, he was made a little lower than the who. And he, I don't understand it, but he was man and he was God. And he laid aside certain God powers, I would say. I don't understand how all that works. You'll have to talk to him one day about it. Okay? But he was still God. We saw that he had God powers, no doubt, right? Yes or no? Okay? But he was able to... I know I couldn't hold it back. Somebody get in my face and do what they were doing, I'd... You know what I'm saying? Flat out, I'd make holes, people would fall in them. I'm terrible. I know you would never do stuff like that. Okay? But listen, he learned obedience through suffering. He held back and suffered instead. How many like that, say? How many like pain? I don't. If I can get out of pain, I'm getting out of it. Okay? Say. Absolutely. Though he were a son, look at this scripture, Hebrews 5:8. Yet learned he what? By the what? He came to this earth from such a high place. He humbled himself, was made in the likeness of men. And he learned to obey his Father. And he learned to enter into a relationship with his Father that I understand by enduring suffering. How many have learned more through your suffering than your good times? Can I see your hand? Yeah. There you go. He did that for me. Isn't that crazy? Say, he didn't need to. A lot of times I suffer because I'm stupid. You hear me? Yes or no? Sometimes we suffer because somebody else is stupid. That happens too. Okay? But the bottom line is holy, sinless, spotless Son of the living God, and yet he suffered for me. And that's how he learned obedience to his Father. That is a wild statement, and I still don't understand it. Jesus took it to another level. He was tempted for me. He learned obedience for me. That's why he learned obedience was for who? Say, me. Did he need to learn obedience? Say, you think being God, he needed to understand? You say, he knows everything. Made lower than the angel, so he could do that. He shed his own, say it with me, blood for... me. Was he just senselessly murdered? Yes or no? No. Jesus on purpose shed his blood for me. Boy, you ought to say that. Jesus on purpose shed his blood for me. It wasn't an accident. You're not an accident. Are you listening today? Hope I'm not losing you. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, say it with me, but by his own blood. He entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. He shed his blood for me. That's how far he took it. You talk about coming down a chairlift is nothing. He came way down. Didn't he say? He found me in Rockingham. Hellraiser. My mouth was GD this and F this. And I said, I'm sorry if it offends you. It's just the way it was. That was who I was. Mama drunk as a skunk, sleeping with different men, watching Billy Graham. I watched Billy Graham last night on TV again, one of the old shows. And I told Kim, that's the man right there that was preaching the night my mama was watching drunk. Changed my life. God's love. It was no accident. He on purpose shed His blood for me. Are you hearing me today? Say. Maybe if you get a hold of this, you'll get motivated to serve the Lord. Are you listening? Yes or no? If coming to church is just whatever. But if I'm coming to church because, hallelujah, thank God I'm not going to hell anymore. Thank God He loves me. I know I have purpose in my life. I can get up and my Father made that sunrise in the morning. Hallelujah. Those mountains, when I get out there, it is to Colorado. I'm just praising the Lord. But I do it here in Inglewood. Amen. Down by the shore. Little Danny came up to me today. I hadn't seen Danny in 8 days. I'm just getting to know this family and to love them. And she came running up to me today. Daddy, that's my daddy. Today. And then Abby, I picked up little Abby this morning. And she grabs my face. God got some glory from me today. Did I go, oh, I'm a great God? No. Oh, my God, you're a great God. You hearing me today? We serve a great God. Are you hearing me? He loves me. What a great God we have. That doesn't mean we're not going to spank him, no. Just keep that in mind. Okay. That is a nice treat, though, amen? To be loved. To feel loved. Is that a gift from God or what? Say. That's how much you matter, guys. Wow. What a great God we have. He really came down for us. He won the what? He won the victory for me. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ. Say those last words with me. Once for all. When you come to Christ and you believe like He says you need to believe. Believe that He's the only begotten Son of God. You renounce all other ways to heaven. You say, Jesus, You're God's only Son. I'm going to tell you something. Once for all, you're forgiven. That's a crazy thought, isn't it? And then there's scriptures for us like this. If we confess our what? He's faithful in what? Yes, to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Bible says He cast our sin as far as the what? East is from the... He buries it in the depths of the what? And remembers it what? Is that a great God, yes or no? High place! He came in, He was so high! But the thing that strikes me so much is that He was made so low for me. Which in my mind puts Him way up there. Amen? Hope the craziness you didn't lose that. Every priest stands ministering and offering oft times the same sacrifices which can never take away sin. But this man, what's his name? Jesus. After He had offered one sacrifice for sins, for what? Sat down on the right hand of who? From henceforth expecting till His enemies be made His what? That's our God. What a high place He came from to love you and me. I love this. Wherefore, He is able also to save them to the what? I like putting the word G right here. Guttermost. That's where He got me from. He's able to save them to the what? The guttermost. That come unto God by Him. And I love this part right here. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is this one right here. Seeing He ever what? To make what? For them. That's a great God. He is my... I used to want to be an attorney. That's what I was going to be. I was going to grow up and be a lawyer. I wanted to put people away. That was something that was in me. Thought that's what I'd do. I had no idea. The Lord saved me. Called me into ministry. And I told a lawyer buddy of mine in Denver not long ago. It was a couple of years ago we talked. And I told him about how I wanted to be an attorney years ago. And he said, boy, you chose a better profession. I don't know sometimes. But he told me, he said, I'm making the case every Sunday for Christ. And that's how I feel, making the case for Jesus today. You hearing me? He's my lawyer. That's what that word intercessor means. Jesus Christ sits right at the right hand of God the Father. He totally won the victory for me. And when my adversary, the devil, comes against me, bringing accusation against me, he's right there going, he's forgiven. You hear me, yes or no? That pretty exciting or what? He's our advocate. Here's the cool thing, in case we're not going to get into it today, but the Bible also says that the Father has given all judgment into Jesus' hands. So he's at the right hand of God the Father, being our lawyer, he's also our judge. That's a great God. He came from a high place. Loves you today. Jesus Christ came from a high place. But he took it to another level. Did you get it today? Did you hear the idea today? All right, let's praise the Lord for it. That's good. Pretty good job, buddy. Thank you.